the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
It's Never O'Clock. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Davila. I was thinking about making, well, it's an idea for this crazy cartoon, right? Where it's buses versus cabs, but it's an insane, like, race war. They're not actually racing. It's more like a genocide.
This is a kids movie?
No.
It's like Cars?
It's like Cars, but it's you know, it's a race war.
Did you like Planes? A lot of people goofed on Planes because it was, like, pretty bad.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't that good, but it was all right. And then Planes 2. Shit, I don't think I saw Planes 2. And it came out. I think I missed it. That looked worse than the first.
You watch this new movie that's, like, Herman's Heads? Herman's Head?
Their Emotions?
Yeah.
I might get around to seeing it.
I don't think it's out yet.
No? Well, I might get around to it when it comes out. I don't know.
I don't like that. I might go see it. Looks good. I like Dave the Depressed Guy and then an Angry Guy. I like that.
Yeah.
Well, Depressed Girl and an Angry Guy. That's me.
You love anger.
I like to be depressed. I go from depressed to angry. That's all. That's my two emotions.
The pranger.
Yeah, that's nice.
Angression. What's better?
I don't know.
The pranger, probably.
I mean, you invented them. I mean, I'm sure you
like
them.
I invented both of them.
Yeah, you probably like them both. I know how you are. What were you going to start the show with?
I just did my fucking cartoon.
Oh, yeah.
I want to make that cartoon. I picture it, they're mutilating each other, and, like, when they blow up, there's oil as their blood, and there's, like, tires everywhere. It's like, you know, their guts are all over the place. It's, like, super violent. And you have to hear their rants about, you don't understand. Those buses aren't like us. They don't take care of their kids. They don't care about their families. They have to be eradicated. And you hear the other side with the cabs and the buses. I think it'd be good.
I don't know. It doesn't sound that good to me.
Well, you know what? You're dumb.
I don't know. I don't think I'd go see this movie.
Yeah, well, hey.
Although they should make more adult cartoons.
I know.
They won't, though, because...
You won't have to see it because you'll be in it. You're one of the voices.
They're way too pricey to make, and it's too much of a risk to make an adult cartoon.
I want more adult cartoons, like Heavy Metal, where there's fucking...
That's what I'm talking about.
I remember being a little kid... staying up late at night and, you know, sneaking to the TV and watching the Heavy Metal. It's hard enough to get my hands on some nudity, but, you know, cartoon nudity will do in a pinch.
Yeah, I don't think your parents would be all that angry if you're watching cartoon
nudity. Oh, apparently you don't know my parents.
I don't, but,
Yeah. They would not like it, whether it's, you know, human or animated.
What if it's just like a stick figure?
My mom would be upset. Oh, that reminds me.
If it was a nude stick figure?
Yes. Because it would be a
all stick... All stick figures are nude.
No, because if it was a stick figure, but then the two circles for the boobs.
I guess.
Okay, let me tell you the story. Me and my cousin, we would... Oh, you know, we neither really had any friends. So we would just call each other on the phone, and we'd play, like, Hangman or Tic-Tac-Toe or whatever. Sometimes we tried playing chess, which is very hard.
How do you play Tic-Tac-Toe?
I'm putting my square here. I'm putting my X here. I'm putting my O here. Like that. Chess is...
That game's a farce. You know, how, like, what is it, 50% of the time no one wins or something?
Yeah. Probably more than that.
Yeah.
But the thing is, and chess, even harder. Because, all right, I'm putting my rook here. And then, inevitably, at some point, he's like, ah, checkmate. And I'm like, what are you talking about? You're not even close to my king. Like, some confusion happened at some point, and then, like, our pieces are, like, aren't matching up anymore.
Yeah, but the movies, people always would play chess over, like, 20, you know, like, 20 or 30 years. Like,
yeah.
They'd either write each other letters with one move,
I know.
Just be, you'd have, like, a chessboard in, like, this part of the house, and, you know, every time you walk by, you'd make your move.
Yeah, I would just text my move, because I need to take that letter. But, so we were playing Hangman, and so my cousin decided that he was going to make it dirty. So he started having dirty answers for, you know, the Hangman thing. And, you know, I'm...
Boobies.
I'm writing all this shit down, because we're playing Hangman, and I don't know what he's picking. I'm picking letters. So, one of his was pussy. So, you know, I'm playing Hangman. I wrote it down.
All I could think of was like a five-letter word.
We're kids. I don't know. So, you know, I did that. We played our game. And, you know, conversation ended. I went about my business. I'm watching TV. Now, at some point later on, I hear, "Mark, get in here!" Apparently, I forgot that paper was there by the phone that I wrote all the words on. So I got in trouble for that.
Because you wrote down pussy?
Yeah.
But you should have said cat.
I know. Like, I mean, if I was... I'm a kid. I'm not really as fast on my feet.
Tom Jones had a number one hit with that song. It's
like, no, pussy cat. I just didn't think of the last one. But, you know, doesn't matter. She was not pleased.
What'd you tell her? Did you tell her to go to hell?
Yeah, that's what I said.
All right.
You know, even to this day, I won't swear in front of my parents, and neither do you.
I swear in front of your parents all the time.
Get the fuck out of my house! Mark's not here!
I don't know, my father's always swearing in front of me.
You fucking kids, I wish you were never born.
No, he's friendly.
I wish you were never born, you fucking kids! That's pretty friendly. When I was a kid, my parents, I'm just thinking about embarrassing things. If I had to be home by 5, once, you know, a little bit after 5, they took to the fucking streets. And
it's, well, they didn't walk down the street.
They drove, yelling out the window. Because they knew I was within, you know, a couple blocks. So they drive up and down the blocks, down the street. Mark, 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 Mark. All the fucking time.
Yeah, my parents didn't do that.
Yeah.
They'd just be mad. I'd get in trouble when I got home, but...
No.
They'd wait.
They fucking came around yelling my name. It was awesome.
Time to come home.
Yeah, not cool.
I used to hate when you'd have to go to bed in the summer and it'd be like totally sunny out still, pretty much.
I know. It's hard enough now putting my son to bed. It's like, I put him to bed at 8... and the sun's not going down until like fucking 9 o'clock. It's like the sun's shining in his window. It's like, it's still bedtime, all right? I don't know. I don't control the sun.
Well, let him stay up till 9 then. It'll be dark out.
It doesn't matter. It's there's school in the morning.
So?
Kids need a certain amount of sleep.
Not really.
Actually, some people do. Get no sleep tomorrow. See how you do.
I go to work at 8 and I go to bed at 2.
That's 6 hours of sleep. Get 3.
No, it's not. I don't get up and then I'm at work. I don't wake up and work.
If you went to sleep at work, you would.
It's true.
Just stay at work.
Yeah, I'll just wake up at my desk.
Yeah.
Ring.
Alarm goes off.
Morning.
Oh, hey. How convenient would that be? Ooh, you know what? Buy a bunch of those packs of those, different variety cereals. That way you could just eat breakfast at your desk while you're doing whatever shit you do.
Well, I could do that anyways.
No, but you like leave it in a drawer. That way there's no reason for you to get up ever.
Oh, yeah.
At your desk. Yeah.
Like, can I just live here? I don't think they'd let me do that.
You're a real go-getter. Maybe, I mean, that takes initiative. Like, I'm dedicating myself to this place.
You'd have to leave to get food.
No, you buy a lot. You stockpile.
It's still not going to last that long.
No, you buy your food on the weekend. You buy enough for the week. They're not going to let you stay there on the weekend. Place is closed.
It's closed at night, too.
That's different, though, because you'll be back in the morning.
But I don't know. You don't have that much room, so you only have you're limited by how much room you have. You can't just have stuff all piled around your desk. I mean, they're not going to allow it.
Nah, dude. How much leg room do you need? You can stuff shit under
the desk. A lot. I have long, lanky legs. I'm always unplugging stuff under the desks.
Yeah, well, you know what? You need to learn how to be still.
I don't want to be still. I lanky. You don't understand, Mark. You're one of those short people. It's easy for you to sit. We tall people are uncomfortable.
No, some people are fidgeters, and they can't, like, not fucking move. I will be still, perfectly still, for hours on end to be perfectly fine.
And why is that better than someone who fidgets?
I don't know. It's just annoying. Fidgeters are annoying. I don't know. I just want to be, hey, fucking... You see, tapping the toe, smacking the knee. They're doing something, you know? It's like, fucking, hey, just be still.
Yeah, man. And fidgeters say, hey, I don't like short people. So get the hell out of here.
I don't know what fidgeting has to do with short. Fidgeting would be more with, you know, non-fidgeting. You know, being still.
We hate still people, tall people. Tall people hate still and short people.
What if I was wearing still?
That's even worse. Hmm. I mean, come on. We like people with big tits, though. Tall people.
Well, that's you like. What about short people with big breasts? Does that kind of even things out? And like, you're all right.
Well, I don't mind short girls. Short girls are fine. Girls are supposed to be shorter. Plus, like, as tall as a girl gets is like, except for like freaks or like 5'10", 11.
Oh, dude, there are so many like gigantor women out there. Like, you're just fucking giant. How weird is it for you? How weird is it being like a freak? Because anywhere you go, you're a giant. Like, you're bigger than most of the guys.
I love tall girls.
I'm not talking about just tall. I'm talking about giant. Just big.
Like 6'3"?
I'm like, and big. Oh. It's big going to the side, too. Not just tall. Just gigantic. Yeah, like, overall, you're an ogre.
Like China from the WWE?
Yeah. I see that a lot. I'm like, man, that is just fucking strange.
You'd have sex with China from the WWE, though, right? I saw her video. She was pretty, you know.
Pretty gross, yeah.
No, she wasn't gross.
She's
good. The only thing I didn't like about her, well, her face
was
and...
Was her dick.
Her face and her,
body?
No, her body's fine.
The only thing I don't like about you is your face and your body.
No, her body's good, except that I don't like her breast implants. I don't like breast implants.
Well, she needs them because she doesn't have breasts. And not just flat chest. She probably has some weird thing going on because of all their steroids and stuff.
I don't know. I don't know her personal life.
Oh, you know, screwing around with all the hormones and shit, it does a lot to the body. Guys get breasts, women lose breasts.
Because they made one night in China, and then they made another one.
Nah, she had some Avengers thing,
but
too.
She's got like three movies.
Yeah, well, like the one I know of, I saw like a minute of it, and I was bored.
I watched the whole thing.
It was a 3.5-hour movie. That's a long time to spend, man.
It was like 5 minutes
scene. That's a big investment.
All right, what's going on?
Hey, I'm the Hulk. Who's fucking?
I'd fuck her, I guess. Jason Ellis, the DJ, did.
Yeah, I heard. I mean, I suppose as a novelty, like he did, just to say he did. It's not like, oh, this is going to be hot. Nah, it's like...
That's how you have fun in Mike.
What?
That's how you have fun in Mike.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know. My nose, like, will not stop running.
I know. I'm constantly eyeing the one drip that's hanging off your nose.
It's so humid and hot in here. And this my tissue's like the Hulk's pants.
Purple?
I think you're
bleeding.
Don't even start. I don't want to get a bloody nose. Right. Then my nose has run like the since then, and I'm worried.
You know what? My dad, when I'm at the gym with my dad, same thing. I see that one drip constantly at the end of his nose.
I think it's the humidity in the air.
Because he's just all... It's always running.
The humidity in the air, like, you know...
I guess. I mean...
I know that's why when you go out in the cold, your nose runs because of the condensation for the change of temperature.
Yeah, that I get. I mean, you know...
But it must do something with the humidity, too.
I don't know, because my nose is fine. But my nose runs, you know, like anyone else's in the cold.
I don't know. My nose has been running like crazy. It's annoying.
Or it could be with the change of weather... Allergy, this shit kicked up in the air now. That's kind of different.
I'm a man. I don't have any allergies.
Yeah, but your nose is running.
Yeah, but it's clear, I think.
I can see clearly now.
Well, plus, since I had my bloody nose incident, I refuse to blow my
that
nose.
That dude punched you so hard in the nose.
I don't blow my nose. Like, I don't want to. Because my theory is that I was blowing it too much when I had a cold like a couple weeks before.
Now you use one of those little baby knobs. You just jam up your nose.
I bought one of those. It didn't work. I used to have a really good one when I was younger.
Well, the thing is...
It had really good suction. Of course, that used to make... That would be even worse because it would make it bleed,
too.
Suck
too hard, yeah.
It used to bleed. But this new one I got...
It's like getting a very vigorous blowjob. Yeah. The thing is, it's designed for a baby.
Yeah.
So it's probably... And the suction isn't enough, even though you don't want it too strong, but whatever it is, it's probably way too
much. What I need to do is pay a hooker to just, like, put her mouth around my nose and suck.
Would you get arrested for that? It's not a sexual thing. I can pay a hooker to make me a sandwich.
That'd feel pretty weird, I bet.
It would, but would you think you'd get off on it?
I don't think I'd get off on it, but it might clear my sinuses.
Oh, you know what?
Someone did that to me once.
No, but just eat... You know, something really hot. Because, you know, that clears you out real quick.
That's true. It makes your nose run, though, doesn't it?
No. All of a sudden, everything's clear. Eat, like, super hot chili or something.
Oh, let me go make some chili for 6 hours. And then finally...
Oh, dude. Throw hot sauce in anything and it's hot, all right? You know, come on.
Well, I guess, but if you're going to make use of chili...
Oh, wait. Throw them hot sauce on China's vagina. And then when you go down on
her... Oh, yeah, she'd love that.
Oh yeah, eat that pussy, Mike. Pretty sure that's what she sounds like.
I don't think she sounds anything like that.
Yeah, she sounds more like this.
Why are you so against China all of a sudden?
All of a sudden. I mean, in the old days, I was all on that shit.
You had a shirt when you went to WWE? You bought her shirt?
Back when, the last time I was at a wrestling event, it was WWF, and I bought an NWO t-shirt.
Wasn't that WCW?
Nope.
I think it was.
No.
I thought it was. NWO wasn't WCW? I don't really know.
I don't know either. I don't know. Like, I don't follow that shit. I don't like my cousin.
Anyhow, was there any ladies wrestling when you went?
Back then, I don't think they had lady wrestlers.
What was that one lady's name that was famous when we were young, really in the 80s? Like the Great Mamou or something like that? The Great...
What?
Remember there was like...
Shamu? The Whale?
No, remember there was like a famous lady wrestler. It was like the Great... Something or another. She's dead now.
Great Vaju.
Do you remember what I'm talking about?
No idea. No.
You know what I'm talking about. If I told you their name, like it was the Great Something or Another.
Dude, maybe I still wouldn't know.
I think you would.
All I knew were the regular dudes: Hulk Hogan, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, Macho Man.
Yeah, and she Vince was part. She was a big part of wrestling.
Never heard of her. I never heard of a female wrestler up until. You know, all the divas and shit.
They used to have all kinds of lady wrestlers.
That's fine. I didn't know. I guess I didn't follow.
Yeah, you did. If I said her name, you'd know it. I guarantee it. I guarantee I give you $1 million if you didn't know who she was.
Who fucking pay up, dude? I don't fucking know. They think I know everything you know?
The Fabulous Moolah. That was her name.
Never heard of her in my fucking life.
Yes, you do.
Oh my god, dude.
She was always on wrestling. The Fabulous Moolah.
The Fabulous Moolah.
Yeah. I did some quick Googling. Without knowing what her name was, I somehow found it. That's how good I am at Googling.
All right.
I should be called the Great Googler.
The Great Googly Woogly.
Google probably wouldn't like that, though. They'd be like, that's our trademark.
No, Google is their trademark, not Googler.
Yeah, that's a verb that means that you Googled.
I don't know. One who Googles is a Googler.
Yeah, exactly.
Google Googler. See if what comes up.
I'm telling you, they'd have a right to it. You can't put out your own stuff and say it's a Googler.
Nah.
Man, who knew that Google would be like so huge when it started? It was just a search engine.
I know. Like, how many search engines have there been? Like, before that? Like, Ask Jeeves and all that shit. But, like, why did that one, like, all of a sudden, like, that's it?
And Bing is still trying, but no one came out with Bing. No one's like, hey, Bing it.
There's still plenty of search engines, but, yeah, no one really cares. It's Google, and that's it. But
I haven't been on Bing since I did, I used to do search engine optimization as a job, like, 5-6 years ago, whatever years ago it was. That was the last time I was on Bing. I never go into my personal life. I remember the one time I needed a Bing logo, and I Googled Bing logo.
Huh. Like, you wouldn't go to the Bing
No, I Googled Bing logo. And they had it. Believe it or not, they had it.
That's irony, maybe.
So the other day, I was reading about how asexuals... Now, this is going to get you fired up. Asexuals are angry.
Oh, they are. Oh, yeah, wow.
Because they want the same rights as that gay people are getting.
What right do you...
I don't know! Who's stopping you... Like, no one gives a shit if you're not having sex.
Like, what do you want to do? I don't even understand what their problem is. What right? What do you want?
Well, people don't understand. We're too sexualized as our society, and we don't understand. There's some people who do not like sex. Like, sex doesn't interest them.
Well, don't fuck anyone. Like, what do you want from me?
Yeah, beer doesn't interest me, but it's a pretty big part of the United States.
And what am I going to say? Let's ban beer? Listen, I don't like drinking beer, so no one should drink beer. Look, there's too much sex.
Well, they're not saying we should ban sex, but they're saying that.
Then
you know,
what the fuck do they want?
I don't. They're just like they want. First of all, that's not even.
Are they just offended that they see sex everywhere and they're not interested in it?
I guess people don't understand.
But what's not to understand? I don't understand that you have a preference. That you have an opinion. Like, that's fine for you. Have any opinion you
and
want.
And of course, there's a bunch of people like, listen, I just have no interest in sex. I don't get people who do. Like, it's like...
Well, good. Who gives a fuck?
I know. They think they're better than you because they don't like sex.
There's lots of people like that. Or they think they're better than you because they're virgins, you know, and they're religious nuts, and people will clap their hands for them. Ah, that shit drives me crazy. Or if you say, like, I've never had a drink. I've never had a drop in my life. Never had a drink. Never touched my lips. good for you, good for you. You know, that's your choice.
Listen, it makes it weird. I've only sucked 3 cocks my entire life. That's
only
it.
3? Good for you, man. Good for you. I've sucked like 300.
I have no interest in sucking anymore. It's just the way it is.
Yeah, I tried it. I tried it. It wasn't for me. Yeah, you know what? No one's better than anyone else. You know what makes people better than other people? Fucking money.
Chosekids.com.
I think no, I did a show. Show isn't over yet.
That would be perfect, though.
It'll be a little short, though. But no, fucking money. That's what makes people better than other people. Okay? If you have more money, then you're better than somebody. If you don't want to fuck anyone, that doesn't mean shit. I don't care what your proclivities are.
There's nowhere that's going to harm you in life. If you never want to go out with an opposite with anybody, if you don't want to have a relationship with another human being, no one gives a fuck.
Or you know what? They might.
No one's like, whoa, you're not coming in my store, you fucking asexual lunatic.
Or maybe they're saying they're being discriminated against, and now there's laws protecting gay people, but there's no laws protecting
them. But how
can
you be discriminating? No one would even know if you're not having sex. I was not having sex for years. No one knew the fucking difference.
Maybe they all knew,
I guess, when they looked at me, but.
Maybe they have a look.
In your 7 years that you didn't have sex, was anybody, when you were asexual for 7 years, did you ever feel like the world was against you?
Well, I feel that way now when I have sex, so I don't know if that's relevant.
I don't know.
But, maybe they have a weird look, like an asexual look. Like, they wear, like, a tan coverall.
According to this article, they're just normal people who don't like sex.
Then I don't understand.
But I would imagine that you'd probably be able to tell.
Well, you could always spot a weirdo.
Especially a woman, because they just wear, like...
pantsuits, dressed like Ellen.
Or Hillary Clinton. President Clinton. President Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. You know what? Odds are, they just fucking want attention. Just like everyone else.
Yeah, it's something to say.
It's like, well, I'm gonna go out there and make a stink over nothing, because no one gives a fuck what you're doing. But now, all of a sudden, we need to be sensitive to their situation, but we're not even sure what their situation is.
Yeah, not doing something is nothing. Like, if you don't drink, then you don't drink, then that's not a thing.
Yeah, well, I need to get on a fucking soapbox and start preaching about it.
That's why people don't understand, like, abstaining is a nothing. That's doing nothing.
Yeah, it's just something I don't want to do.
Being an atheist is nothing. I don't have a religion. That's just it. It's not... If you start yelling and screaming about it, then all of a sudden it turns into that's a religion then.
Well, not a religion.
But it's
something though.
Yeah. It turns into something.
Yeah.
It totally ruins the fact that you got nothing.
Yeah, I like having nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe I'm just gonna fucking disappear and that's gonna be that.
You're making a lot of sense now.
Yeah.
I'm not into drugs. I'm a nothing. I have nothing.
Yeah. You know. I've never done drugs. I don't need a fucking clap on the back. I barely drink, you know, a couple times a year, maybe once a year, sometimes nuns a year.
Mark announces to me when he gets drunk, he's like, I'm so drunk.
Yeah, because it's such an oddity.
I go, okay, do you need a ride or something? I don't really know why you're telling me.
No, but I want to fuck you so bad. Whenever I get drunk, oh my God.
I love those people who think that as soon as they get drunk, they have to start giving you like, oh, listen, I tell the truth when I'm drunk. Here's my confession.
No, what I like is people who blame alcohol because they did things that they wanted to do in the first place.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you had sex with somebody and you're going to blame the alcohol. Like, listen, you make decisions. This is it's not changing your alcohol doesn't change your decisions. Okay? They're there to begin with. I mean, it lowers inhibitions. Maybe you wanted to fuck that dude and you thought better of it. You think, you know what? Probably not a good idea for this, and that reason. But guess what? You know, you're fucking drunk. Now you're thinking, you know what? I'm going to fuck that dude anyway. Don't blame the alcohol. I mean, it was still in you.
Well, in their defense, they might not do it if they were...
Yeah, you might not. You made the choice to drink. And you also made the choice to have sex.
With Mark.
You made the brilliant argument a long time ago. The same thing about drinking and driving. You can't blame me for driving drunk. I was drunk when I made that decision.
That's true.
This is you, so you should like it.
What'd I say?
It was about... I can't remember how it came up. We might have been talking about how, you know, guys get in trouble for having sex with a woman even though they're both drunk.
Yeah.
And the same, you kind of related it to drinking and driving. Like, how do I get in trouble for being being a drunk driver? You know, I shouldn't be responsible for my decision to drive because I was drunk when I made that decision.
That's true. Like, are you drunk driving? Yeah, but I mean, I was drunk.
Yeah, you can't blame me for that decision. I was drunk when I made it. Like, obviously, I can't be held accountable.
Listen, I tell truth when I'm drunk, and you are very handsome, Officer Johnson. Very handsome. I'd fuck you anytime.
If you weren't a married man and straight, or, I mean, if you just wanted to try it out.
What would get a worse reaction, you hitting on a lady cop or a man cop? I bet you the lady.
Lady, yeah.
The man cop might just laugh it off. The lady cop is pissed.
She is angry because she gets no fucking respect.
Do you blame her, though?
No, that's what I'm saying. She gets no respect from anyone.
Her fellow officers.
Her co-workers are like...
You know, they're whispering behind her back all the time.
Yeah, just because she's weaker than them, you know?
But she gets a separate locker room.
Yeah, there's only one female cop. She gets a locker room all to herself. And if trouble goes down, she has to call in for backup because she can't handle it on her own.
Where did Kathy Ireland change in Necessary Roughness, I wonder? Well, she's a lady football player in a college team.
Inside that Simone dude's asshole?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Oh, yeah, you know what? I think he just... when she took a shower, remember he just stood in the way?
Yeah.
He was so big and fat.
Just had to wait until everyone else was done.
That's my new thing. I like calling fat guys big fat guys. There's a big fat guy over there. It's just funny because you're adding big, which isn't necessary. Yeah.
That humongous fat guy.
Like, no, I was like, there's this really tiny little fat guy over there. Super tiny. He was so tiny.
That know what? Let's add adjectives to everything.
Yeah, it's good.
Look at that super brilliant smart guy. He's a genius.
Yeah. That's good. Look at that beautiful, handsome, pretty man.
I like it. I like it.
Your smelly pussy is so stinky. Like, yeah, it's my smelly pussy. What do you think? I mean, come on. High-pitched Mark laugh.
It's more of like a silent.
Silent but deadly laugh.
Because you know I'll murder you after I'm done laughing. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's fucking funny. Who are you telling this to?
I don't know. Pussy. That girl I talked about the other day, was that today? I don't even remember when I had to stick my face in someone's vagina.
I think that was yesterday or 2 days ago. I don't know.
I don't know. It's all the same to me.
You and your weird spin the bottles. I wish I would have played spin the bottle in my life.
I did in your apartment.
I know. I was pretending to sleep at that time. Because I didn't think anything was going on. And then when I heard action going on, I pretended to wake up and try to get in on the action. But by then, it was already done.
Yeah. Well, it was weird because there's two girls. And
only one cop.
And no, the one girl let me kiss her. But then the other girl, like, I didn't want to kiss her. I was like, I don't know if I want to kiss her. So she's like, yeah, me neither. I don't want to kiss you either. But, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she would have kissed you.
That was Fat T, who was a rapist.
Yeah, she forced herself on some dude. A drunk gay guy. Yeah. He didn't really want to, but, you know, she had her way. She made him do a lot.
She wasn't into me, though, apparently.
No, dude, of course she was. If you would have moved in, she would have moved in. She offered herself to me before.
Not me. We had a real adversarial relationship, her and I.
Yeah. I remember the one time, I don't know, I was watching TV, then she came up to me like, if you let me watch my show, I'll suck your dick.
I would have let her watch her show. I don't know what you...
I did. I'm like, all right.
Did she suck your dick?
No. It was to be done at a later date. But well, I never cashed in that chip.
You have to take it. You got to take payments in advance.
Yeah, I know. You know, the thing is, I mean, I could have cashed it in. There were other times where it was kind of brought up and I couldn't, but, you know, but it never occurred to me back then.
Yeah, you're in your seven-year drought.
And I'm still like, yeah,
and you're turning girls down.
I know.
Well, they're not hot enough for a guy in a five-year drought.
I know. You know what? I've told the story before, but in that same time period, another girl who was sleeping over that night said, "I will. You know what, Mark? I'll just sleep with, you know, we can share your bed tonight, and I'll sleep with you." She's telling me we can have sex tonight. And my answer is, yeah, I don't know. There's not a lot of room on my bed.
You're fat, so.
I mean, she was a big girl, but I just kind of said, there's not a lot of room on there, so I don't know. I'm turning chicks away.
I tried with that girl and it didn't work out.
Nah, she wasn't into it, huh?
Well, you know, I did it in a stupid way. Like, she's like, can you give me a ride home? And then I sat in my car and pretended to, like, well, I gotta let it warm up for a while before we leave, so. And she's like, okay. And then she just sat there and waited.
Is that you trying by sitting there? That's not really trying.
I was hoping she'd get the hint. Like, I didn't move in or anything, but.
The hint was, start sucking? Like,
No. Like, I thought maybe she'd come in for a kiss or something. I don't know.
I know.
Listen, I was young and stupid.
I know you're big in not being a man and not understanding that men make moves.
Well, that was back then.
Now, you fucking jump on that shit.
Well, no, but I'm saying in my later years, I didn't make as many mistakes. Still made a lot.
You know, to this day, we all make those same mistakes. You think, we all think that we learn, and we do to some extent, but there's some things that we just keep fucking up over and over again. Listen, if you'd like to fuck up, go to HotShotWizKids.com. We'll teach you all the tricks. Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, tell a friend. What?